remember watching the Watergate hearings pretty much every day back in the heydays of Nixon and his happy crew of plumbers. Riveting stuff on my small TV. An entire nation watched the hearings, and when the secret tape recordings Tricky Dick kept under his desk came to light, well, this was more entertaining than any primetime cliffhanger mystery. Times change, I guess, and now the congressional hearings to determine the culpability of Donald J. Trump's role in instigating the riots of January 6 are only watched by about a quarter of the public, and only a quarter of us even follow the proceedings at all. I guess we're more interested in the Kardashians than what is looking more and more like a planned coup by the president to stay in power at any cost. A coup, I would argue, that is still ongoing, what with the present exile campaigning for maggots from sea to rising sea. He's raised $250 million to stop the steal, but mostly he's raised $50 million for Donald Trump. There's no pact for a stop the steal. The man is nothing if not the world's greatest con artist, and apparently there are plenty of suckers who would vote for him one more time. A new poll today found that more than half of Republicans and more than half of Democrats think America will cease to be a democracy in the future. Happy days for Trump supporters, not so much for the rest of us. But hey, why bother watching those congressional hearings when the country is probably going down the toilet anyway? So what if they can prove that Trump was actively promoting the insurrection? Maybe he really thought the election was stolen. Maybe he's not a conspirator himself, just a deluded, greedy, narcissistic opportunist, mostly crazy, but not culpable by reason of insanity. I don't know if the country will survive this treasonous monster. I doubt the Department of Justice will bring charges to an ex or exiled president. No man is above the law, we keep hearing, but some men simply change the laws.